Hello, everyone. Today's devotional comes from Colossians chapter 3, and I'll read that for us. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. For the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality. Amen. In the previous chapter, Colossians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul reminds the Colossians to not get so caught up in the traditions of the world or in the law. There may have been people in the church of Colossae who thought to themselves, if we just perfected certain traditions, then we'd reach a certain level of good. But here in chapter 3, Paul tells the Colossians to seek the things that are above. It's not in these worldly traditions or even in the law of Moses that brings life and redemption, but it is only in Jesus alone. This is what Paul says in the first few verses. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Paul reminds us that we have all the reason to not hold on to the ways and things of the world, but to seek the things that are above, to seek Jesus. Christ gave us his righteousness, so we'll appear with him in glory. So how much more then should we seek Christ? Paul then begins to give us some steps that we can take toward seeking the things that are above. He says, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. He calls us to put to death our old selves and put on our new selves. Our old selves, which contain these earthly things, are exactly what Jesus died for. Why should we ever go back to them? Instead, Paul calls us to put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. In the last section of this chapter, Paul explains how these good things, our new selves, how these are to be played out in the context of the home. He calls wives to submit to their husbands, and for husbands to love their wives, for children to obey their parents, and for parents to love their children, for servants to obey their masters and work hard for the sake of Jesus. But notice what Paul sprinkles throughout this section. It says in verse 18, as is fitting in the Lord. Verse 20, for this pleases the Lord. Verse 22, with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Verse 23, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Verse 24, you are serving the Lord Christ. These good things are not just an arbitrary list of good things we should do, but we do them to please our Lord, Jesus. By doing these things, we are remembering who our true Lord is. Taking off the old self and putting on the new, to do away with our sin and to pursue the character of God, this is to display who we truly belong to. Other people are not our masters. The world is not our master. We are not our own masters. But our true master is Jesus Christ. He is our Lord and who we live for. Like the Colossians that Paul is writing to, I'm sure we also have been in this boat of forgetting who our true Lord is and acting as our own or as our old selves before Christ, letting the traditions of the world, our sinful habits, our self-centeredness become the ruler of our lives. But God is reminding us through this passage that He is the one true ruler of our lives. He's not saying, oh, maybe you can put on this new self when you feel comfortable enough or when the time is right for you. No, God purchased this robe of righteousness for us. Let's take it on. Let's put it on. It cost Jesus his life. We belong to him, so let's turn back to him. Paul assures us in the beginning of this passage that our life is hidden with Christ, and because of that, we get to share in his glory. This is so undeserved, but this is what Christ did for us. So in response to that, let's live our lives with Jesus as our Lord. Let's pray. God, today we want to recommit our lordship, your lordship over our lives. Forgive us for being forgetful children who always seem to wander towards different things. Lord, we no longer want to idolize things that are not worthy of our worship. You are the only one who is worthy of worship. As we declare you as King and Lord, may we take off our old selves, full of sin, and help us, Lord, to put on our new self that Christ purchased for us. May we seek after you and desire to reflect your good character in compassion and kindness, humility, meekness, patience, and love. Thank you, Lord, that goodness and mercy are waiting for us. We commit ourselves to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.